Tuvalu is one of the world's most remote nations, with a spectacular marine environment consisting of a vast ocean interspersed with atolls, lagoons, and coral reefs. It is a unique culture. As we celebrate Vayasongana Tuvalu, Tuvalu Language Week, we prepare to talk with a wide range of leaders within the Tuvalu community, both here in Aotearoa and abroad. Yesterday, the Wellington Tuvaluan community held an interdenominational church service at Te Papa Museum that was also attended by the Deputy Prime Minister of Tuvalu. Our producer, Inangaro Vakafi, managed to speak briefly with the Tuvalu High Commissioner to New Zealand, His Excellency Paulson Panapa, to share his views about his role and thoughts for celebrations this week.
My name is Paulson Panapa. I'm the High Commissioner of Tuvalu to New Zealand. I started my post here in February 2017. It's been a while here, but I enjoyed it. Tuvalu community here is quite a big one, and it's still growing. I believe there's around 4,000 people. Of course, most of them are up in Auckland. And, well, they remain connected because, as you know, the Tuvalu and Pacific way of life. Even though we've left our motherland, but we're still very, very much connected with our families back home. Yeah, but in New Zealand, you know, there are a lot of Tuvalu activities, and this what's happening now is the Tuvalu Language Week, which is really a really good opportunity to remind our Tuvalu, especially the young ones growing up here in New Zealand, that the language is very, very important to them. Of course, language is how we hear somebody talk, but it's actually more than that. It's about our customs, our tradition, our values. So it's really important to have this kind of week-long where we have to remind or keep our language alive. Yeah.
And today, you were part of a interdenominational service and a back-of-house tour to see some of the artifacts here at Te Papa. What was that experience like for you?
No, it's really it's a very interesting one. I'm really impressed with what they have here at Te Papa, especially seeing a lot of very old dancing skirts. But what struck me is that coat, there's a lady's dress and a man's like a jacket weaved out of bandana leaves. Really impressed me. I think that's beyond my knowledge that we had something like that. But it's good to, we need to discuss more with the museum how it came about and where it come from. Because that is something that I personally think is missing from what I know as a Tuvaluan. So I'm really impressed with what they have here. We are fortunate to have our Deputy Prime Minister who came on a medical issue and but then got caught up in this COVID thing, so he's still waiting going back. But of course, one of the reasons our admission exists here in New Zealand is because of our people here. New Zealand is home to our biggest diaspora overseas. So this mission is very important to, in many ways. Well, especially with our diaspora, we provide consular services, you know, like we help with their passport. If they're expired, we do the extension, or if they need new passport, we make arrangements so that they get their new ones, and all those kind of stuff. But we support them all the time. We, as staff of the mission, we are we had to integrate with the community here and be involved in everything that they do. This is one way of promoting our Tuvalu here. And I hope that more people in New Zealand will know more about Tuvalu and maybe think about coming to Tuvalu someday, you know, as tourists. As tourists are important economic things for small islands like Tuvalu. Yeah, it is, I think it's a very befitting theme for the Tuvalu Language Week this year. So we need to navigate ourselves, especially our Tuvaluans who have made New Zealand their home. It's really important for them to, especially the parents, to keep their children and grandchildren reminded of the importance of the Tuvalu Language Week. Of course, they have to do what New Zealand is expected of them. They need to go to work, they need to go to school, you know. But New Zealand is a big country compared to a lot of people, different cultures. There is there's vulnerability there with our Tuvaluan, especially the young kids growing up. So my message is for the parents and the grandparents at home, try and make sure, encourage that when the kids come back home, they need to speak in Tuvaluan all the time. Because we know once they step outside the home, they will be speaking in English or other languages. So it's really important that, and I encourage the parents and grandparents to encourage the kids to speak to their children at home all the time, I think. Yeah, the manatu malunga me kone ge e manuia fai nga me o te te ngana tu walu te waya so ngana tu walu tau sanga te nei fa moe moe ngote me ke solo solo lei a polo kalame a fa fea ngai mo kato tu walu kato te waya so kato a moe moe fukita tu te ariki fa manuia lei a tu walu.
That was Tuvalu's High Commissioner to New Zealand, His Excellency Mr. Paulson Panapa, speaking with our producer Inangaro Vakafi.